Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. Aerial aid drops of food are nowhere near enough to feed a starving population, Gazans have told the National. A U.S. aid drop of 38,000 meals in coordination with Israel reached a handful of the population. Ghazi Jamal from Gaza City told us, "This does not meet the minimum requirements. Its purpose is for display and to lift the embarrassment and blame." Gazan officials say 15 children have died of thirst and hunger in recent days. Israel has once again accused the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees of employing more than 450 terrorists, releasing what is said were recordings of a terrorist working as an Arabic teacher at an UNRWA school, describing his entry into Israeli territory and stating that he is holding female Israeli hostages. This allegation came shortly after the embattled agency said Israeli authorities had tortured some of its staff. UNRWA told the National, "Our staff have reported atrocious events while they were detained and during interrogations by the Israeli authorities." The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled Donald Trump can remain on the 2024 primary ballot. The court has rejected an effort by Colorado to remove the former U.S. president's name from the state's Republican primary ballot over the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. And finally, the UAE is in celebration as the country most decorated club Al Ain beat Cristiano Ronaldo's side Al Nassr 1-0 in the first leg of the Asian Champions League quarterfinal in Hazza bin Zayed Stadium. Fans took to social media sharing videos of themselves dancing and saying Cristiano Ronaldo was sent packing with a defeat. That's all from me, Thiraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening. More same time tomorrow.